Welcome to Lookout for Joy. This is Adria Wilkins. Have you ever heard the phrase, go west, young man? Well, my husband and I decided that we would take a vacation out west. We'd never been out that far towards California and Oregon. We'd never been that far, and we'd always wanted to go. My husband has always wanted to see the Redwoods. In 2020, we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, but because travel was limited during that time, we couldn't go. And so this year, we decided that we would try to go, even though it's a late celebration. Our son is graduating from high school, so it was a little graduation gift for him as well. But I want to tell you, I learned a couple of things about out west. I'm not going to lie to you. When you live as far on the East Coast as we do, near D.C., the trip all the way out to California and Oregon is a long, long trip. That was a hard flight. We ended up going out, and we flew on three different airplanes just to get there. It requires a lot to get out that way. Now, most people can do it in two flights. We did that on the way back, but it did take us three to get there. We left at 6 a.m. from Richmond, and that's Eastern time. And many, many flights later, we landed in Medford, Oregon. And that's on Pacific time. And I think it was about 11 o'clock before we settled in to our Airbnb. So that was about 2 a.m. Eastern time. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of how long we were traveling just to get out there. Well, my whole body hurt. I mean, I laid down and I was like, oh, I do not feel well at all. But the next morning, we got up and we could not wait to experience what was ahead. We get a knock on our door. We stayed at this Airbnb and we have a friend that lives in Oregon. We actually have multiple friends now in Oregon. But our friend, Neil Matthews, who is a fellow podcaster of Other People's Shoes. I have been on his podcast. He's been on mine. He was knocking at our door, and he's very tall, so he can see right in our window. He's wanting to take us out for breakfast, he and his wife, Elizabeth. So we went out to this wonderful little place called Sweet Tea. They do have sweet tea, but they also have these wonderful breakfast burritos. And that was their favorite and their suggestion. So my husband and I split one because they were so large, but it had sausage and eggs and potatoes and cheese and onions. It was just fantastic. And it was very large. So half of one was plenty. The best thing was there was a Sonic next door and I got to go and get me a drink. And Neil was making fun of me because I was wanting to go over there and get a drink and use my app to get half price. Those drinks can get expensive if you don't use the app. So just a little shout out for Sonic and their app and their great drink mixtures that they make. My personal favorite is Diet Coke with Diet Cherry Light Ice, the largest cup that you can get. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. So back to going out west. So that day, we decided to go up to this place that they had recommended, and it was called The Gorge. We get up there. It's about an hour, just short of an hour to get there. Well, to their surprise and to ours, there was still snow on the ground up there. They said, wow, we've never been up here when the snow is still on the ground. We get out of the car, and it really feels like a dream. The water is gushing as fast and brisk as possible down this gorge. There are these huge rocks, boulders with green moss on them, and there's snow on the ground, and there was a crispness in the air. It was just breathtaking. I literally was taking these deep breaths because the air was so refreshing and cool, and I just could not get enough of it. And I kept on saying, I can see why this is called a gorge because it's gorgeous. I know that's Adria's humor. If you stick with me long enough, you might be laughing as well. We walked up through there and looked at that. And I tell you what, there are some pictures on my Facebook of it. The pictures just do not give you any indication of what we experienced. It felt like another world. It felt like Narnia almost. It was just breathtaking and amazing. So we traveled home, and Neil's brother-in-law, which is Elizabeth's brother, is the one who has the Airbnb that so graciously allowed us to stay in. And he and his wife and Elizabeth and Neil, we wanted to take them out for dinner because they had just been so gracious to us and welcoming us and showing us around, but also providing us a place to stay. So we came home after being in another world with the beautiful, gorgeous water and snow. And we go out to a Mexican restaurant. Anthony, my son, and I love guacamole. And they did make the guacamole at the table. And it was some of the best guac that I've had. Even though we make our own at home, it was some of the best. I could make a meal out of guacamole and not eat anything else. But I ended up having this chicken with mushrooms, and I don't know what all kinds of sauce it had, but it was delicious. I'd never had anything like it before, and it was just really good. So we enjoyed our time with Rory and his wife, Jamie, and Neil and Elizabeth. We were still very tired. And so that evening after eating, we went back and settled into our Airbnb, enjoyed the rest of the evening. One of the special things that we got to do while visiting in Oregon and California was going to the new home of Rory and Neil. They have some property that they have together, and they're building houses on there. And Neil's getting a new house built, and also he's getting, and he has a brand new studio, which is his own little building outside of their house. And he has it all decorated with all kinds of stuff. I'll let him fill you in on what all's in there. Actually, I'll show you a video one day of it. And you wouldn't know that he's a North Carolina fan at all, because he just doesn't have much, but he really is a North Carolina fan. Anyway, we saw their beautiful home that's being built, and Rory has a gorgeous home as well, and they have a beautiful farm there. And so we had the treat of getting to see what all is happening there. The following day on Sunday, Neil and his wife Elizabeth decided that they wanted to kind of travel along with us, and we were open for that because they know the area well, and they knew that we wanted to go see the Redwoods in California, so they knew the best spots to go. And so we ended up driving together. Neil drove for us. Wow, what an amazing drive just to see the Redwoods. It was about 2, 2.5 hours. And we went to near the Crescent City area. But along the way, the water that was flowing along the roadside there, along with the trees and stuff, it was just magnificent. The beauty with that was just mesmerizing to me, and how much water was coming off of the snow-capped mountains. But just enjoyed the drive there. Now, I will say this, that Neil does tend to be a fast driver. So, there were a couple of times I had to hang on a little bit because he knows those roads way better than we do. And he was taking some of them pretty fast. was just saying, but we were safe. We made it home alive. That's the most important thing. But we ended up going, finally getting to this little area, little park where they had the redwoods. It was about, oh, maybe it was less than a half a mile around. And it was just the most beautiful park with the redwoods. The trees are so much bigger than what our pictures are showing. The atmosphere with all of these ferns growing and these trees and the moisture and the rain droplets that were falling, it felt like Jurassic Park. It was beautiful, but you were afraid that something was going to jump out at you because it was just that kind of environment. The trees were amazing. They were far more than anything that we had ever seen in pictures or thought it would be. So then we traveled on and we wanted to go to the beaches because we learned that they're really different than what they are out here on the East Coast. And as we're traveling there, we happened upon a herd of caribou, and they said they run wild there in California, Oregon. And sure enough, they were running through the town there. And so we had to stop and look at those. And then we pulled into the Crescent City area where they knew that there would be sea lions for us to watch and look at. Boy, I had no idea that we would see so many sea lions. There were hundreds of them. But not only that, they really did not smell good at all. I'm just saying, imagine the most rotten chicken and fish and manure mixed together that had been sitting out in the hot sun for days. Imagine that smell. That's how bad the smell was. And this one guy came up and said, if you'll go to your right just a little bit, you'll be more upwind and it's not as strong up there. So sure enough, I walked up there. Oh, it was so much better. I mean, literally, I had to keep covering my nose because it really triggered your gag reflexes. I thought I was going to gag a couple different times. They were so loud and they were making their loud noises. I'll try to mimic one, but I'm not going to be very good at it. It was like, how you like that? And it echoed all across that beach area. So that was so fascinating to see those sea lions out there laying as close as they were to us on the roadside there, and then out on some rocks, and just right there on the edge of the bay area. Then we drove a little bit further up the road. We saw the Pacific Ocean. Oh my, that is definitely different than the oceans in Florida. The huge rocks and boulders out there, and the water crashing off of those rocks. The view was just amazing. It was chilly, it was about 50 degrees. I went out there, Eric and Neil and Elizabeth and Anthony, they all walked a little further out than I did, but I went out there and just sat on one of the rocks and just tried to enjoy the view as long as I could. I was a little bit chilled, but I tell you, I was again amazed at the beauty of the ocean out there and just how different things look out west. I want to tell you this. One of the things that really impressed me about going out west was how friendly people were. Not only just Neil and Rory and their families, but I'm talking about strangers. We would walk through different little towns. People would be walking their dogs and they would say, "Hey, how you doing today?" and just chat and be as friendly as can be. That was just one of those things I wasn't expecting. We really enjoyed the friendliness of the people out in that area. One morning, my husband decided that he wanted to go hiking up this little mountain area. I always say little, but I don't mean little, but it was a big mountain area. And I decided that I would go with him, but I would stay in the little town nearby. I think it was called Jacksonville or something like that. It was called Jacksonville, Oregon. So I decided to walk around this town, just some quaint little shops. And so while my husband was hiking, I decided to go and tour the town, and they had a little coffee shop there, which I don't drink coffee, but they were serving food and stuff. And it was called the Pony Espresso Cafe. I had the Bessel omelet and eggs, turkey sausage, tomatoes, and onions. And as I sat there eating, I just kind of watched and listened. And in those little small, quaint coffee shops in little towns like that, you tend to get the regular people that live around there and that come in often. And sure enough, there were the regulars, and they were super friendly, and they knew each other, and they were teasing each other. There was a man that came in with his daughter, and he was older. She's probably in her 50s, and they were sitting down, and he said, "She's treating me to breakfast this morning." I said, "That is awesome." Well, the next thing I know, there were four other older men that walked in, and they sat down, and they saw this man sitting over there with his daughter, and they were throwing little jokes out and saying, "Well, I thought you had died." And the other one said, "No, because you're going to come to my funeral and I'm going to come to yours." And then another man said, "Well, I thought you were in jail." And so I got tickled listening to their conversations. I do want to share this with you that no matter where you go, there is beauty to be found. Wherever you live, there is beauty to be found. And one of the things that we discovered, and have learned this over the years, that a lot of times when you live in a particular area, you may not go out and adventure and tour and find unique places that you've never been. And so we would talk to Neil and Elizabeth about different areas that Eric had researched, and many of these places that we went, they had never been before. So it was a new experience for them as well. So I want to encourage you all that wherever you live, maybe look up some unique places that you haven't been to. Maybe look up some parks that you haven't been to and go and experience and see some things in your area. You might discover something new. You might discover a new plant, a new bird, a new tree, which we experienced all of those as we toured out in California and Oregon. I want to say a special thank you to Neil and Elizabeth, and also to Rory and his wife Jamie for having us to their homes and their hospitality and providing the Airbnb and just being that friend and that welcoming face while we're on vacation. And my husband said that was the added bonus to this trip, is having some friendly people to tell us places to go and places to eat and places to see, and just to have that friendship and new friends that we know that we can go out again and visit that area because we didn't see everything. We only touched the surface of what is available out there, and we look forward to going back again and visiting not only our friends, but now we consider them family. I encourage you all today, get out wherever you live, look out for joy. See you soon.